Welcome to the Orlando Holiday Guide podcast show, presented by Hugh Hattrick in association with It's Orlando Time Facebook page, trusted, acknowledged, and respected. Good evening and welcome to Hattrick's Orlando Holiday podcast show and video show. Welcome to all our new viewers and listeners, especially all of those who are members of It's Orlando. It's Orlando Time Facebook page. It's a fantastic community and we welcome you to the show. Now, this week, with everything that's been happening with coronavirus, I did a show last Monday which started to talk about that. But of course, so many things have happened in the last 7 days that I thought I'd wait till the end of the week and to the end of the weekend before I give you a proper update as we could be then ready for next week, so it's still up to date. Now, if you're on the Foreign Office website, you'll see exactly what's been happening. And of course, you will have heard on Friday that the US administration have decided to extend the ban on any travel to the US from the United Kingdom, as well as Europe and obviously mainland Europe as well. So that basically means that there's no way that you're going to be able to get to Orlando over the coming days and weeks, really probably until at least the end of March, early April time. But I think more likely it's to be later than that. So if you have already booked a holiday and you're due to be leaving in the next few weeks, it's more than likely that you will be contacted by your provider, whether it's a holiday firm like TUI, people like that. They'll probably phone you to give you an alternative date or to potentially refund you. Now, to get a refund, you'll need to make sure that that's within the terms and conditions of your the package holiday company that you've used. If you've got flights only to go to the US, you're going to need to get in contact with the company who the flights are with to make sure that that is still possible. It might be a little bit more tricky, mind you, to get those back. And in terms of travel insurance, I doubt in any way or form that they would cover you if you were able to get into America or if you're in Florida at the moment and you've been there for the last little while. So I would be very careful as to what happens. I hope it gets better and I hope that they can make clearer details. There is actually a Foreign Office and a consulate in Miami, if you're in Florida at the moment and you need to get advice or get one-to-one help, then there is a consulate in Miami which can help you with certain things. You'll find all the details on the website, which is just a government website here, and it shows you that there are consulates all over America. And the one that I've seen is nearest in terms of Florida, as far as I can see, is in Miami. So it's going to be really quite an interesting time because all of the main theme parks have closed. Disney did that last week, followed very quickly by Universal and Legoland. So pretty much all of the main theme parks have closed. So it will be very, very quiet. But at the same time, this is costing the Florida economy vast amounts of money. And without either some form of bailout, it may even cost, some may go out of action. Now, hopefully, I don't think the biggest ones will go, but it could be interesting. Or I certainly hope that the smaller theme parks are able to continue as well. What I would say is that I think by kind of May, June time, it should be back to normal. I can't see the theme parks being able to last much longer than that before something has to reopen and they have to allow people to come back into the theme parks and obviously start to bring in some revenue as well. All I can say is that, don't panic. If you've booked your holiday and you're waiting to go, it's a horrible thing to have it cancelled, but even if they open up the gates again, or you're able to travel perhaps in April time, I would look very carefully at whether you actually want to go at this time because the virus is there. You're going to be in theme parks that will still be pretty busy if they are allowed to reopen. So it's going to be a completely different time. I don't think even when we went in 2008 at the time of the financial crisis, it was still quite busy and there were things happening. But this is going to be a very challenging time for not just for tourism in America, but really across the globe. And if you are an Orlando fan like myself and you can't wait to get on the plane to get there, it's a bit of a flat moment, really. There's really not much you can do. We just have to wait and see and hope and pray that things start to get better so that we can get back to normal and our lives can start to be as good as they once were. So really, that's pretty much all we can say is obviously, your package companies, if you are about to head out, they'll get in contact with you. If you haven't heard from them already and you're about to head out, obviously, I know you'll be contacting them before I've told you to do that. Most of them should get in touch with you. If it's less than a week, though, and nobody's heard, I would, you know, I wouldn't even allow that amount of time. It would probably be a week and a half to 2 weeks. You want to know exactly what the alternatives are. And I would be looking to maybe rebook later on in the year, if at all possible, to see how it goes. I did hear of one story of a lady who went out just before the ban to going to the US. And then when they got there, they not only were they checked and told, well, what kind of holiday are you expecting to get when you arrive in America, but she decided that it was so risky potentially getting ill across there, and you might not get, your travel insurance probably won't cover you, that she decided to come back on the flight, on the return journey that she went out on. So it must be heartbreaking, certainly, to go through all of that. But the key thing is, check the Foreign Office websites. Make sure, you know, check with your providers if they haven't already contacted you. Go onto their websites, because on there you can find out exactly what they're offering and what they are able to do. And let's hope and pray that things start to come back to normal as soon as we can. If you have loved ones who have been affected by the coronavirus, certainly our hearts and minds go out to you, and hope and pray that they make full recoveries as soon as possible. And hopefully there'll be better information, a bit more upbeat information in the coming weeks as the coronavirus hopefully reaches its peak and comes back to normal. The one bit of news I can tell you is that I have relations out in Hong Kong, and they've said they're about a month ahead of us, and things have really calmed down quite a bit. The only thing that worries them is that other people might bring the virus back into Hong Kong. So hopefully within a few weeks' time, things will kind of calm down quite a bit, and we can start getting our lives back to normal and start having fun once again in Orlando with all these great theme parks and offers of just an amazing place that it is. So that's our quick show this week. You remember, I have obviously details on the website. I'll put a link in the description. Where obviously I have my Orlando guide, but it's really more appropriate for when things are happening as normal rather than in the kind of crazy situation as it is today. But I will speak to you again next week, and have a lovely week. Take care, and we'll speak to you soon. Bye just now.